Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So way back in high school, the term JV meant junior varsity. And what it was is that you were good enough as a junior to play on the senior team. And I did. As a wrestler, I did. I'm not going to get into that story, but it was interesting. Let's put it that way. But in business, what a JV stands for is joint venture. That means you have to be good enough to play on somebody else's team. Wikipedia says that a joint venture is a business agreement in which the parties agree to develop for a finite time a new entity, new assets, products, services, whatever, with contributing equity. That means you both benefit from the process. And these come in many flavors. Let me give you one you might know or at least have seen and think about. Think of Apple and the iPhone and the iPad and the apps. This is the way that it works. Apple teaches you how to create apps for free. They have a developers group, developers conferences, and they even give you the software where you can go in and develop iPhone apps for people that you can sell. Now, you got to create an app that, you know, has a need that people want to play with. If you listen to the interview with Joel Kahn about writing books, he talks about his iFart app. Okay, I guess some people just need to use their phone to fart. But there's so many other apps that are out there that are very, very useful. And there's lots of ways to integrate them into websites and things like that. So here's the thing. Apple teaches you how to do it. You create it, you put it up to Apple for review, and if they like it and approve it, they put it up on the App Store, and you both share in the revenue. Here's the deal. You get 70% and they get 30%. That's a pretty decent deal if you can sell enough of those apps, and there's a lot of people that have made millions doing that. Now think of it from a local business standpoint. You can do joint ventures with other local businesses. I do this all the time. I'll explain a little later. Let's say you're a plumber. What if you created a joint venture with a pool maintenance company? All right. Maybe you live like in Chicago. We have heaters on our pools. So you as a plumber or a HVAC person, whatever, could install the lines and the heaters for them, or maybe even sell heaters. Maybe the pool company doesn't want to do that. What they'll do is they'll send you people who need heaters installed and maintained. And you get the business from that. Then in turn, you send them people that need pool maintenance and supplies. That's a joint venture, where you win because you get to do the installs and the maintenance of the heaters. They win because they get to sell their services, their products, all of the stuff you need to maintain a pool. That's what a joint venture is. My business is built around joint ventures. I extend the services that I can provide my clients by partnering with a whole bunch of other people who are much more skilled at specific things than I am. And that gives me the ability to look like a larger agency. The traditional advertising agency hires a whole bunch of people and then they start to, you know, farm out jobs and do all this other stuff. Well, in today's marketplace, I use a lot of virtual and face-to-face people to extend what I can do for my clients. I work with email marketing people that can develop great autoresponder sequences. Video producers. Yeah, I could shoot a video with my iPhone, but I don't have a crew who can do lighting and sound and all of the things that you need to do to really get a great professional video done. photographers. Yeah, I could shoot a picture with my iPhone, but what about a guy that understands lighting and has incredible cameras and has an art to what they do? Writers. People that can write better than I can, that can write scripts, that can write sales copy, that can do things that my clients need. Programmers, people that can actually program some really, really cool things like iPhone and iPad apps. And designers, people that understand the concept of really designing great pictures, art, logos, all that kind of stuff, and so much more. They give me the opportunity to present a greater variety of high-quality services to my client, and they have so much more in the way of skills and equipment and tools and everything else that makes me look better. So it really extends my reach, and we do joint ventures. We work together. They sell me to some of their clients. I sell them to some of my clients. It's a win-win. Can you think of any people or any other things in your business where you can partner with somebody else to enhance your business, to improve the quality of the products and services that you offer your customers? On the online marketing side, I did a joint venture with Natalie Collins. She's a virtual assistant. We created a training program on finding and making the most of virtual assistants. Natalie was on a past podcast as a virtual assistant. Natalie brings the perspective of being a high-level virtual assistant and managing those teams. I bring the perspective of finding and using them and having some great lessons learned along the way about how not to do it, because believe me, I've made some stumbles and falls. Another way is to work with other people to help grow your email list and do joint ventures by cross-selling. So what this means is I do webinars where I get the chance to present to somebody else's audience. And I reward them with a portion of the sales. It could be anywhere from 25 to 50% or more. In return, I give them the favor to present to my audience. Now, each one of us gets access to their list. When people sign up for the webinar, I get access to their people on their list and vice versa. So now it helps grow your list, helps grow people that you get to influence. And also, it's a win-win because you're both creating value for the customer and making money. The upside of all of this is you get in front of an entire new audience and you get to add them to your list, so that you can continue to communicate with them in exchange for a portion of what you sell. Now, the key thing that has to happen is you have to have a great product that serves the audience in this order. First and foremost, it has to be a great product or service focused on the customer that provides them with an awesome value, an awesome return on investment. We're not selling snake oil, we're selling great stuff. The second thing is it has to be of value to your joint venture partner. You can't do competitive products because all you're doing is trying to take away their sales with what you have. But if your product or service fits hand in glove with what they're doing and enhances what they're selling and what they're teaching their people, then it makes sense. For example, I work with somebody who talks about writing ebooks. I teach his people about how to use social media to sell those ebooks. And finally, it's about you, and you get the benefits of growing your sales and growing your list. Joint ventures are an awesome way to expand business. Not only for you, but for your JV partner. This is not a competitive effort, it's a collaborative effort where your customers win first, your joint venture partner wins because he enhances their relationship with them, and you win through increased business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.